The first U.S.-Russia summit of the 21st century has ended.
More than a decade after the Cold War ended, it is time to move beyond suspicion and toward straight talk, toward mutually assured, beyond mutually assured destruction and toward mutually earned respect. As we work together to address the world as it is, not as it used to be, it is important that we not only talk differently, we also must act differently.
Russia and the United States are not enemies. They do not threaten each other. And they could be fully good allies.
President George W. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin speaking just now at a press conference at Bordeaux Castle in Slovenia. Our Don Gagne is on the line from Slovenia. Don, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And both men seem to speak warmly of one another. President Putin is going to visit the United States in the fall, or at least the invitation has been extended. And Mr. Bush was, as we heard it, invited to stay at Mr. Putin's home in Russia. What do these representations mean, do you think?
Well, we were told that this meeting was all about just getting to know one another, just to see if these two guys liked each other and could establish any kind of a rapport. Sure, they talked policy. They talked about some of the things the two nations share, some of the things that they disagree on. But again, more than anything, we were told that this was a getting-to-know-you session. And it appears that they did establish some kind of rapport. If the body language from this press conference that's going on right behind me now or the actual words that we've heard from the two men are to be taken at face value.
Mr. Putin seemed to admire what he called Mr. Bush's grasp of Russian history and some of his plans for future U.S.-Russian relations. There are a number of Russian experts on the president's foreign policy team, President Bush's foreign policy team, I imagine President Putin's as well. Do you think that this, in fact, represents an extra dimension of preparation the Bush team had?
I think it does. There are some Russian scholars, as you mentioned. Condoleezza Rice, certainly it's an area of her expertise. She's the National Security Advisor. Colin Powell, of course, has a good bit of working knowledge in this area, and others in the Bush administration. Mr. Putin said at this press conference that they spent a good deal of time talking about the history of both of their countries and trying to apply how we've gotten where we are today to where we might go in the future. And they also spent a good bit of time alone together. It was just their interpreters. We don't know exactly what happened in that room, but they both come out of it feeling pretty good, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Amid the amiability, Don, can you at the same time discern a number of issues or areas in which it seemed to you to be pretty plain that President Putin, President Bush, the U.S. and Russia were agreeing to disagree?
One appears to be the expansion of NATO to add new countries, to add perhaps some of the Baltic states, states that were once under the control of the Soviet Union. NATO too close to Russian borders has made Mr. Putin and the Russians nervous. There's also that large question of Mr. Bush's proposal for a national missile defense.
Don, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne from Slovenia.